Welcome to Our Sleeve Life podcast, hosted by Kelly and Mel, who both got gastric sleeve surgery 5 years apart. We wanted to create a supportive family with full transparency by sharing our stories as well as others from the community. We are breaking the stigma of weight loss and weight loss surgery one episode at a time. Hey, guess what, guys? We're not doctors.
No, we are not.
No. So if you're going to be making any major medical decisions, please consult your doctor immediately.
Yes. And that includes diets, surgeries, and exercise. We love you guys, and we want you to continue to be in our OSLP family.
That's right. So be careful and consult your doctor.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Welcome back, OSLP family.
Welcome, welcome.
It is our 1 year anniversary.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
And you're listening to Our Sleeve Life podcast. This is Kelly.
This is Mel.
And we are live right now.
We're freaking live everywhere.
Yes.
Yeah. Hey, so we're on Instagram Live. We're on YouTube Live. We're on Twitch. We're on Facebook Live. Welcome to our podcast.
Yeah.
This is what it looks like. This is what we do. Every time we're popping out those episodes for you.
Yeah. This is exactly how we look.
Pop.
Yeah.
This is not exactly how we look half the time. We're in our, like, no makeup, just, rocking it out.
But we figured our 1 year anniversary, we kind of wanted to, like, at least look a little put together.
That's right.
So
that's
right. We did our hair. We did our makeup.
Thank you, Big Puffin. So if you guys actually, the chat that we can see is on Twitch. So just FYI. And we can actually see the Instagram one pretty well, too. So, never mind.
Yeah.
Never mind me, guys. Never mind. Thank you, Matt, for checking our sound.
Yes. I appreciate it. And we're doing good? Sounds great.
Sounds great,
awesome.
Everyone.
Awesome. Sweet. Awesome.
So we wanted to start out this episode just answering some questions that we already have received.
Yeah. We got a few questions on. Melanie had posted a story. What, last week?
Last week, yeah.
And asking, like, if you guys had any questions for us since we were going to go live, our first episode live.
Yeah.
This is so weird. Like, I feel like I should be reviewing something.
I know.
Because that's what we do.
when we're on the live.
When we go live. This is a little weird. A little weird. But.
You doing okay, Kel?
Yeah. It's just strange. It's strange.
It is. Because we recorded an episode earlier. And so, like, we never have cameras on us while we record. So
not live.
Not for these things. So it's kind of crazy.
Exactly. So what's the first question that we have?
Yeah. So.
I want to answer some questions.
We'll go a little bit back and forth because we're going to talk about, like, our journey through the 1 year.
And why we started this, how we started this, the changes that have happened because of this.
Yeah.
And kind of just go over what exactly OSLP is.
That's awesome. Oh, we got a voicemail already. Ooh. Awesome. We'll get to those questions. Just leave us a voicemail. We'll answer it on air.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't even hear it.
So we're going to go through and just answer these questions first and then start everything else.
Yes.
So, all right. So the first one is, are you guys going to be interviewing more people for the Bariatric Diaries series? And the answer is
yes.
We will. So what we're going to do, because we didn't realize, like, how many people were like, oh, I want to be a part of that.
Yeah.
We weren't expecting that at all.
Mm-mm.
And so what we're going to have to do is, like, we're kind of, like, taking people's names and figuring out timing for everything because scheduling is always a thing.
Yes. And we currently have three people
going. So we have my brother, Matt, who got his surgery in November.
Yes.
We have someone that's going to be dropping this week.
Yes.
On Friday. So her episode's going to drop. Her name's Christine.
She's amazing.
She's amazing. So you're going to see her. And there's one more other lady that's going to be a part of this, too.
Yes. Yes. And they're all still really relatively new in their post-op process.
Yeah.
So we want to make sure that we get them pretty well into it because we're following them for a year.
Yeah.
So it's their 1 month, 3 month, 6 month, 9 month, and then their 1 year.
Yeah.
So we've got 5 episodes per person really documenting what happens during post-op life. And we really think that you guys are going to – I mean, you guys all really liked Matt's month one.
Yeah,
so we can't wait
to
have you hear the rest of them.
Seriously. Because – we have the two girls that are coming. You're going to love.
Mm-hmm.
You're just going to love. So
they're pretty freaking fantastic.
So look forward to Christine's on Friday. So
yes.
Gonna drop.
So the answer, short answer, yes. And we'll like announce when we need more people. You guys can just like message us and like kind of like we're going to have to do like almost like a scouting. Really.
Yeah. So I think what we're going to do is if you are interested in becoming a part of the Bariatric Diaries, send us a DM, email, whatever, and we can kind of schedule a time to talk to you and kind of see where you're at in your process, what your like where what how it fits into the Bariatric Diaries is kind of what we're thinking. Yeah.
So it's going to be that's going to be fun. So look for that.
Yes.
So next question. Do I still see the old me?
Well,
that is hard.
That is very hard.
I can't say that it ever does go away. I don't know, because I still have moments, and I'm almost 6 years post-op, and I've lost 128 pounds, and I still see old me all the time.
Mm-hmm. I've lost 125, and I still, to this day, like, I will look in the mirror, and I'll be like, oh, one big giant blob.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, but wait a minute, I've lost 125 pounds. Like, there's no way for me, like, and even with me gaining some back, like, I still am not where I was, where I started, and that's all I see.
That makes sense. Yeah.
And I think the only thing that helps me is seeing side by sides.
Yes. I think documenting it is going to help, because once, like, Kelly started her process, that's when I actually started, like, feeling a little bit better about myself, because I was doing the side by sides because she made me. She's like, you have to do them. And I was like, okay. And, like, yeah, now I can actually see the difference. I'm like, oh.
Well, like, your wedding dress photo.
Like, oh, my God.
Holy shit.
Because even when, like, Kelly's like, you can just step into it. And I was like, no, what? And she's like, you can just step into it and then just pull it above you. And she's like, that's how you do it. And I'm like, in my head, I'm like, I'm not going to be able to do that. I don't know what she's thinking. Like, this is not going to fit. Like, it's just, like, weird. It was heavy, but I still, like, the actual dress was heavy itself. So I was like, I know this is going to fit me, but this is just.
Oh, it was so. I mean, like, you guys all probably saw it.
Yeah.
It was insane how much weight she has lost since her wedding. And that wasn't even your top weight.
No, that wasn't my top weight at all. Like, I probably would have been 20 more pounds at least.
Yeah.
At least. So it's just crazy. Like, and realizing like how around you are.
Right. When I did the side by side of me at my sister's wedding.
Yeah.
Because that was right before I had surgery. That was insane.
Insane. You're just like, I was like,
how are my boobs that big?
I'm like, I don't get it. Like, how is that possible?
How is that freaking possible that my boobs are that big?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, yeah.
Oh, my God. Well, because I used to be able to, like, touch them with my tongue. I could be like,
oh, my God, don't tell
people
that. And
I can't do that anymore. I know we're live and I just said that. But I literally can't do that, though, like, anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I've like, you lose a lot of weight, by the way, and your boobs, you're going to lose a shit ton of weight.
Yeah.
It's just going to happen.
Because they are fat.
It's just fat sacks almost.
It's fat sacks. Yes, your boobs are fat sacks.
Oh my God, it's so good. But yeah, like it's a.
Oh my gosh.
It's a whole different ball game because you're gonna lose there. So just be prepared for that. What are we doing here?
Oh, I'm just. Yeah.
What is Kelly doing all of a sudden?
It's like the light is so bright.
Hello for a second from work to say congratulations. Love you both so much. Thank you, Cheyenne. We love you. I'm getting gastric bypass April 19th. I'm 210 and will go down to 150. Awesome.
Yeah. That's good job.
Just around the corner, man.
Yeah.
12 more days.
Yeah.
Or
exciting.
Did I do the math right? I don't know, what's today's? Oh, there's a fifth. Just joking. 14 days. 2 weeks.
14 days. Exactly 2 weeks.
I'm so, it says, I'm so ready for Thursday. Congrats on 1 year. Thank you. I know our lives on Thursdays are fun, too.
They are. I love. Okay, so let's go into.
Wait. Just to answer the question of body dysmorphia, basically take lots of side-by-sides and then counseling. It will definitely help with that,
too. Counseling definitely helps. You have to retrain your brain. To see who you were, to see the new you.
Yeah.
And that doesn't happen overnight.
No.
So those are the two big things. And focus on your non-scale victories. That'll help a lot.
Yeah. Just try to do new stuff, then you're just going to be so proud of yourself that it's just going to be like, oh, yeah, I'm small now. No worries.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I'm going to for surgery on Thursday, getting the sleeve. Awesome.
Oh, yeah. That's exciting. I can kind of see if I go like this.
No worries. I got you.
Yes.
Yeah.
So how did we start OSLP?
Yeah, because that's really the next question that's on the list.
Yeah. So, how did we start this?
So we're going to go some backstories before we can even get to that point. But the basis are that if you have been listening to us, you just know that, like, of course, like my father died and all these things, and we had the surgery and blah, blah, blah. But how the podcast started was, so my husband is a musician. He has a shit ton of equipment in here. And I have been dying to do a podcast for years. Like, I've talked to all my friends about it. I was like, I want to do a podcast. Da, 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 da. We finally, I made a little one with our friends. Like, it's Larry, Garth, and Eric. And we made our own. And it was a blast. And I was like, it just wasn't getting, like, the lift that I would have wanted. So I'm like, well, I want to do this, like, full time because this is a awesome setting.
It's so fun.
Because you get to talk to, like, you get to tell your story and you get to talk to people.
Yeah.
And that's what I've always loved to do. Well, Kelly's got her surgery. And then, like, I was hanging out every week over there.
Every Thursday, because you guys are going to laugh. But we used to watch The Hills. And I don't know if you guys remember this show, but The Hills was this, like, anyways,
you know, Laguna Beach.
It was that reality show time in our life. Like, we used to watch The Hills, like, religiously, and we would always have taco salad and watch The Hills.
Hell yeah.
And so when they brought The Hills back, it was right after I had surgery. Like, I think it was like a month or two.
It was like perfect timing.
Yeah.
It was like she had surgery and then like a month later.
It started. Yeah. So then Mel came over every Thursday. We had taco salad. We took walks, like, and all we did was talk about surgery. Like, is this normal? Is this normal? Like, did this happen to you? And a lot of the things, Melody was like, I didn't even know that was a normal thing.
Yeah, like, she was telling me all sorts of cool stuff that I didn't know that was happening that was normal. Like, the whole, like, the hiccups. And the burps.
When you're full.
When you're full. Like, that was a big deal. Or just, like, the not feeling or or just the body dysmorphia stuff, too.
Yes, like, definitely.
It was just crazy. It was just, like, did you feel these things? And I'm like, oh, like, I don't know so much. And at that point, I was 4 years post-op. I was like, what the hell? How do I not know all these things? And so I actually talked to my husband, and I was like, okay, so I think I want to do a podcast about the surgery.
I didn't know you talked to him first.
I did talk to him first.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, I talked to him first.
We've been doing this for a year, and I'm just finding this out.
She finds out new stuff all the time. Yeah, I love it. Yeah, I talked to Eric first, and I was like, what do you think? And he's like, I think that's a good idea. Like you know all about it. You've been part of it. And he's like, but by yourself? And I was like, no. I think I want to do that with Kelly. And he's like, oh, that would totally work. That was, like, instant. Like, that would totally work. And I was like, you don't think it's, like, weird, right? And he's like, no, it's not weird. And I was like, okay. So then that was, like, Wednesday night. And then I go over to your house on Thursday.
And we're walking. Yeah. And I remember her being like, so what do you think about starting a podcast about weight loss surgery? And I'm like, well, I've never listened to a podcast. I don't really, like, know anything about a podcast. But sure, let's try this. And so then Mel contacted our old producer, Marcus.
Yeah. So I worked with him, which is really cool. So, like, I was his mentor. A lot of things had to fall into place for this to happen. It's kind of crazy.
Yes.
Because I work at Progressive, and literally, like, I mentored him, and he did a podcast, and I was like, oh, my God. Like, I talked about the old podcast, and I was talking about what I wanted to do for the future. And he's like, do you want me to just produce it for you? And I was like, holy shit, would you really do that? And he's like, yeah. And I was like, well, okay, let me talk to Kelly and talk to her and make sure she's down. And down.
I was like, yeah, let's do this. Yeah. Let's do whatever we have to do to get this going. And so we set it up with him. We had one, like, mini meeting where we kind of all sat down and, like, was like, okay, what are we thinking? What do we want out of this? Timing, scheduling. And then I think it was, like, a couple weeks later, and we recorded our first episode.
Yeah.
And I remember being so nervous.
You were, like, so cute.
I was just like, I don't know what to say. And I was really quiet like this. And then now I'm like, I don't give a shit. Like, I didn't cuss. I didn't say, like, I mean, I feel like we had a good time.
Oh, we had a blast.
But it was like, I wasn't, like, the real me until, like, season two.
Yeah, like she was, you were hilarious because we were out back. So Elle, every time before we go here, like I smoke a joint or something, mm-hmm. right? So we're out back talking, whatever. And then like I can see her just slowly get like nervous and more nervous. Mm-hmm. I'm like, as she's like walking to the room, I'm like, no, you're totally fine. Just think of it like if we were just normally
we're
talking
just having
about
a conversation.
It and yeah. how we would ask each other questions mm-hmm. and I'll just guide you. And so, yeah, like the first episode, you were a little timid. And then like by random things, I think you were fine.
I think it was because we recorded our episode zero.
Yeah.
First.
Thank God.
And that thing is awful. Like,
it's not awful, but it's hilarious.
It's so bad. It's so bad. And then now we're like, you know, pros at this. Like we get in front of the mic and we know what to do. It's like, I think it took until like half of season one where it was like, I put on the headphones and like you become the persona of like, I'm a podcaster. And so it was just funny. Yeah. Like how nervous I was for the first like probably 3 or 4 episodes, I would say.
Yeah.
I was really nervous every time we would sit down.
But you were so excited. So, like, I remember coming home after that first time, and I was like, because Eric was like, okay, how did Kel do?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, she did great. I was like, she was, like, so, you were, like, a little kid. Like, you were, like, when you were done, you're like, yeah, you were just, like.
Well, it was so fun.
It was really cool to see, like, how excited you got.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I wouldn't trade everything that we've had happen in the last year mm-hmm. for anything. Like,
no, this has been so much fun.
I absolutely, like, we love doing this. And we say it multiple times a day. Like, this feels like we were meant to do this.
Yeah, it feels right.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the thing. Is, like, I've been searching for this, too. Mm-hmm. Like, my whole, like, the last, like, decade, Eric can probably totally attest to this, is that, like, I'm like, I just don't know what it is yet, but I just don't know what I want. Like, I know I need my degrees. I need to go to school. I know, like, there's a baseline here, but I'm like, I've always wanted to own my own business. And, like, this is it. This is
the path that all of those other things that didn't work. This is where we were both heading.
Yeah. And, like, I just love helping people. Like, I've noticed, like, that's always been a key. Mm-hmm. I just want to talk to people and help them and guide them.
Yeah.
And that's really, like, what this is. I can finally do this on a bigger scale.
Well, and we learn new things about each other, mm-hmm. about ourselves. Like, so many times during the episodes that we've recorded, it's like a light bulb goes off and you're like, oh, fuck, that's what that means. Like, that's what we've been taught. Like, I've been feeling. Or, like, that's, you know, like, when I lay in bed because I ate my meals so much being stuck in bed.
Yeah.
That when we were talking with Kelly, Matt's wife, on her episode,
mm-hmm.
and she had said something about, like, every time she sits on the couch, that's where they eat dinner. And so she would always want a snack.
Yep.
And
once you sat down on the couch, because you're so.
Yeah. And so, like, I was like, that's why every time I'm in my bed, I want to eat something because I've been trained like a freaking monkey. Like, but it's true. Like, you've trained yourself to eat out of bed.
Yes. Yes.
So everybody's. Like, so when I go lay in bed, that's what my brain goes to is it's time to eat.
Yeah, because you've been doing it for so long. It's just it's like a part of your routine.
Mm-hmm.
You should just do these things. Because I was telling you that's been my problem. Well, just my normal. Like at night, we all know we all like to have a little snack.
Yeah, we all do. Yeah.
Whatever. Right.
Sweet. You know.
But I noticed like once I sit down and start doing podcast stuff, I want something to munch on mm-hmm. while I'm doing it.
Yep.
And it's like I got to stop. It like not like stop that. It just. Revert to something that's healthier. So I've been doing the Built Bars.
Yes. The Built Bars have been heaven sent. Like
I love them because like literally a life fucking saver for the chocolate at nighttime. Like I can't tell. I think the last time I had a Hershey bar with almonds was like 2 weeks ago, maybe 3.
Yeah.
Because of Built Bar, because of having like I have my favorites, the coconut with the cookie dough and no, that's the brownie. The coconut brownies.
Yeah.
So fucking good.
It's so good. They need to bring them back. Like full on. Like full just on. Always keep the cookie dough and the brownie bite.
Seriously.
On hand. I really feel like my protein balls.
Yeah.
So I've made them twice since over the last week and a half.
Okay.
I've made them twice. And I love them. Like
love them.
I can put the Obvi in it.
Yeah. Cinnamon Avi's my favorite.
I'm going to try some devotion in it. Ooh, I'm really excited about that because the brownie batter one would be so good in it.
Well, when we tried that a few lives ago, like that was so good.
It was so good.
Did you see how excited I got today? So I was like cleaning the corner, like where I put like the sugar and the flour or whatever. And I was like, I pulled out and I saw the devotion packets and I was like, I have a brownie batter one.
Because we're waiting on our packages from Devotion to get more of the brownie batter.
So delicious.
And she thought she had used them all, but nope, she had one.
I'm so excited for that.
So, and I'm excited to like, I don't know. I just really think that the like the protein balls have really, really made a huge difference in my nighttime.
Yeah, it's so good. Like, so the Built Bar for me, your protein balls for you. Mm-hmm. And the only reason why like, the protein balls will never do that for me is because of the peanut butter.
It's so funny because she loves peanut butter, but on its own.
By itself.
Just peanut That's butter brilliant. On its own.
Yeah.
I will eat peanut butter and chocolate all day. I used to put peanut butter in my ice cream.
Why?
It's so good.
I'm like, just ruined it.
No, it's so good. But I also like my ice cream melted in the microwave. So I'm a fucking weirdo. It's fine.
You're hilarious.
I would much rather drink my ice cream than eat it.
What is wrong with you?
A lot.
Why would you do that? Why would you just take the most like cold, creamiest thing and then put it in the microwave?
Because I like it melted.
So do you like milkshakes better then?
Yeah.
Okay. So you're a milkshake person. Yeah. I don't like milkshakes. I'd rather just have like the scoop of ice.
Yeah. No, I don't. It's too cold.
Oh, that's why I like it. It's ridiculous.
I know.
So I thought I saw a question on Instagram and I feel bad because I didn't see it. But
Sleeved Gal wants to know how long you waited to start.
That's what it was. Okay.
Okay.
So I waited. I was really nervous. Tell you the truth. I was fucking nervous. So because I was like, one, I'm just inhaling. I'm a weirdo after surgery. I'm like, I think anytime I inhale, someone's going to hurt something inside me. So I'm like, I was very nervous about that. Not true, but that's just what my brain goes to. Was like, ugh. So I waited until like three or 4 months. Yeah, it's somewhere in like 3 to 4 month mark.
Okay.
Yeah, because I also was worried about munchies. That's a
legitimate concern for a lot of people.
So I was super nervous about that. So I was like, how do I do this? And so I was like, and me and my husband were talking about it. He's like, well, just do it right before you have like lunch or right before you have dinner. So that way, you know, food's coming and it'll cure that craving. Of the munchies. And he's fucking, it's right. 100% works every time.
So just eat before.
No, smoke before you're about to eat.
Oh, okay. I get it.
And you'll already be having dinner or lunch. What's that your opinion sense. On smoking weed versus vaping the weed oil or using edibles? Okay. So, no, that's a valid question.
No, I'm just laughing because it's funny because it's like, this is Mel's section.
Fine. Okay. So they are very different. So smoking flower for me, like, I'm instantly high and then I'm going to eat within like 30 minutes. The vaping of the oil, I like, but it also gives me headaches. So that one's the cleanest one. I don't really get munchies off of the oil.
I definitely do.
You do?
Yeah. Because I smoke CBD oil out of a pen nightly to help me sleep. And it will sometimes hit me like, you need to eat right now.
Oh, okay.
But it's not like, and
everybody's different. That's why.
Well,
I like,
yeah, and I for everybody at home, I've only smoked weed twice.
Yeah. So in your CBD, it has,
in my life.
It has a little bit because it has to have it to activate everything.
Yes. It's got a little bit of THC. Yeah. So I do feel myself like get a little high and then I feel like, okay, I need to eat something.
Yeah.
And I can definitely like tell the difference because I'll be like totally fine.
Mm-hmm.
Not really doing anything. And then it's like, you need to find something to eat now.
Yeah, stat. I know that feeling. And the edibles, I don't really like edibles. So I just kind of, I don't play with those because those are serious. Those are heavy.
I've heard.
Like.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like I literally like am gone for a while on those and I don't like it. So I just don't do them.
Okay.
Don't do edibles. They're just too strong for me.
Oh.
And it's goofy because I can smoke joints all day and I can smoke like weed out of a bong all day, but no edibles. Nope. Mm-mm.
I want to try edibles.
Not happening. I mean, it works immediately. So, like, also, too, if, like, you have pains, it's kind of cool because, like, I've noticed that with edibles is that if you do have, like, an ache in your back or your leg, like, it's going to take that away first and then you're high.
Oh.
So it's kind of funny.
Good to know.
So that's a whole random.
Yeah.
weed.
That was like, yeah, that education. Was like way out of left field.
Yeah. So
when we started the podcast,
yes.
Our main goal was we didn't want anybody to feel alone
yes.
in this process. And our major thing was because Melanie did.
Yeah.
She felt completely alone. Mm-hmm. She didn't feel like she had any support. She didn't have this amazing community that we do have behind her.
Yeah, because like, my family was support, but it's different when you don't like have someone that's been through it. Like Matt, mm-hmm. yes, I love you, my brother. And like he had the lap band surgery, mm-hmm. but I definitely needed a woman's perspective on like how everything feels. Mm. And I didn't like there wasn't a big community like this fucking 5 years ago, 6 years ago. So I just kind of just did exactly what my doctor said and just rolled with the punches. And I barely talked to her when I even thought there was a problem. I just like, that's just what happens now. Mm-hmm. Like I was just taking it as like, oh, you have surgery. You have weight loss surgery. These are certain things that are going to happen. And I just dealt mm-hmm. with them and moved on and never really asked questions until now, until yeah. this last year. I didn't really ask any questions about it. It's like, yeah, this seems routine, but not realizing that some of it is and some of it isn't.
Well, but here's the thing is like she's now learning how vital vitamins are.
Yeah.
How vital protein is. Mm-hmm. She's learning all these things that. She should have known.
Yeah.
It should have been mainstream knowledge that you have surgery, you focus on protein, and you take your fucking vitamins. Like, that's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah, seriously.
But it's like she's not the only one that thinks that way.
No.
Like, so many of us, like, I didn't know how vital important, like, vital vitamins were until we started, like, talking to ProCare. And seriously? We started like dissecting like why these vitamins are the way they are. And then it's like, oh, yeah, because we kind of fucking need them.
Like, yeah. Well, and it was like it's not like we didn't know that vitamins were important. Like that's not the case. It was the whole like as long as you're taking something, then it's fine.
It's something's better than nothing. And that's not the case in bariatric world.
No, like you need your full doses of things because mm-hmm. that's how like. Your skin feels better. Your hair looks better. Mm-hmm. Like you'll get like my hair got so dry, guys. Like it was like awful, like strawy. And I wasn't dyeing my hair back then that much. So it's like, why? Oh, because I wasn't drinking enough water and I wasn't getting all my vitamins in.
And you weren't getting enough protein.
So no, my protein was on.
Your protein point. Was on
yeah,
point.
Because with okay. my workouts, I had to have my protein on point. It was just I couldn't get enough water for that first year. Probably the first 6 months I battled hardcore water versus protein.
Okay.
It was a fucking problem. So, so that was like a deal. But like, yeah, like it was mainly water and the vitamins. Wasn't doing it right.
Yeah.
And it fucked me all up. And I know I'm learning now like thiamine and magnesium like mm-hmm. mess with your moods. So we also need those to be checked. So.
Well, and that's another thing is that we're learning how important it is to get your blood checked.
Yeah.
Because you're not going to know something's wrong with you unless you're tracking that.
Right.
Because you could be severely deficient in something and it can affect your like your future. It can affect your vision, your brain, everything. Mm-hmm. And so you have to make sure that that is on point. And these are things that we're trying to get out there so that more and more people know about this because yes. it's scary that it's more common for you not to take your vitamins than it is to take your vitamins.
Seriously, because it is easy to do. We have a question here. Bariatric specific vitamins or just regular vitamin supplements? My clinic doesn't recommend the bariatric specific ones. Why?
Yeah, I'm wondering on why your clinic wouldn't recommend those.
Yeah, because those are literally the daily dose. That doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
And our surgeons were all about bariatric.
Well,
ones.
And bariatric vitamins, you actually need like double, right? Double the amount for being a bariatric patient.
Because of the absorption. So you.
Resorption.
Absorption.
Resorption. Right.
That too.
Yeah.
At Emma, get bariatric ones. Yes. Thank you. Thank you. Yes.
Yeah. I don't think I would ever say. Don't get the bariatric ones.
And you can use, go to ProCare and
they're very reasonable.
What's our code for them? Because like
OSLP?
I think it's OSLP or OSLP 20. Oh, no, it's OSLPC 2021. So it's, yeah, it's a,
okay,
it's a bigger one. They want you to use prenatal calcium and vitamin D. Okay, I did that for a little while, but I learned that, no, I needed, like, the bariatric one.
I mean,
of the absorption.
We always say, listen to your clinic. Listen to your surgeon. Your surgeon knows best. However, I don't know if I agree with that.
Yeah, and this other, thank you, Stephanie. She's like, they were very clear to take the bariatric ones. Yeah, so it wouldn't hurt. I just don't understand.
I don't understand the reasoning
behind
it.
Because what I like now is that I just take one vitamin and then I do the calcium all day.
Yeah, three times a day.
So, and I don't have to take a D and a B and a prenatal and all these other things. Like, it's just one.
Yep.
And it sometimes you're like today I took it and I was like, that's so weird that that's all I have to do now.
Yeah.
Like,
before you were taking all these separate bottles.
I was like,
yeah, I had, like, vitamin D, vitamin C. I had this and this. And now I take two capsules in the morning. That's it.
Dude, I was up to taking, like, fish oil for a while. Because it's
really
supposed to be really good for your gut health and your intestines and stuff.
Huh.
But, yeah, like, I mean, which you can take now as well. But, like, I was, like, taking so many. I was, like, I had, like, 6-7 supplements. And then I actually didn't even look to see if any of them just, like, would interact with each other either. Like, dumb.
Well,
like,
because that's something else we learned.
Yeah.
You can't do iron and calcium at the same time.
No.
So you have to wait, I think, what, 2 hours in
between?
2 hours
in between at least.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's another thing that we're learning all of the
shit we didn't know.
And we're telling you guys as we're learning.
Yeah.
Like, as we learn something new, we're bringing it to a head because
everybody
needs to know. Yeah.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's just a weird, that's weird that a bariatric clinic would not recommend bariatric vitamins.
Oh, I would love to try ProCare, but if they ever expand to Europe, please let us know. Oh, hell yeah.
Yes.
Once they do.
Yes. We will definitely let you know.
Ours require any along as it has a certain amount of fluoric, thiamine, and something else. Not sure exactly. Okay. Cool. Thank you.
Cool. Okay. And then Stephanie, if we do have, DM us because we may have a company that will deliver overseas.
Yeah. We've been talking to another vitamin company too.
Yeah. So just DM us and we'll let you know what their name is.
Yeah. Because we're trying to get to know all different types of companies and easiest way to get you guys vitamins and what you guys prefer. Because just because one person likes ProCare, another person might only like Bariatric Pal versus Nature Made versus, like, whatever, like the Costco brands. Like, so just know, like, you might like something a little bit different, but we want to showcase and show you all your options.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's like, that's why we do the reviews also. So not only do we have the podcast, but we are very, very active on Instagram.
Yeah.
And Facebook. And we do live reviews every single Thursday and go over different protein options. So we go over protein powders, protein pre-made shakes, lots of protein bars.
Yes. We just did a whole set.
those were awful.
Well, because we forget, like, things will be awful. We're just thinking, like, oh, everything's good. And then you start, you're like, oh, shit.
You're like, oh, that was a bad idea. Bad idea. Bail out.
And we don't stop. Just because one doesn't taste good, we were like, fair. Every other one could be good. You never know. And so we go through the whole pack of whatever we get sent.
But then we find some really great companies.
Yeah.
You know?
That's the point.
Like, we found Built. We found Dive. We found Avi. We found Devotion. ProCare. Like, all of these different companies we're now finding out about that we had no idea.
I didn't know they existed.
Mm-mm.
So.
Nope. Before we started this, I had no idea.
Yeah.
Like, none. So it's really great that we have that avenue to help with. And then we also do our challenges.
Our challenges, yeah.
Which we're not going to talk about the physical one, but.
Oh, we're not.
We're not.
Oh, we're not talking about the physical one? So every month, for those that
like
don't
I
know.
Need to. I don't feel like we need to.
We do a water challenge, a protein challenge, and a physical challenge every month. And if you enter into those, each person gets to be entered into a Hydra giveaway.
Yes.
So because we are big on getting your water and protein, mm-hmm. we do it with you. We realize we suck as well, and it keeps us on track, and we build up our tolerance and, like, starting to get our shit together.
Yes.
Kelly doesn't want to talk about the physical challenge because...
Okay, I haven't done it in a few months.
What? Oh my God.
I try, like, I'll do a couple days and then I just kind of fall off. Like, the hard thing is, and I know this sounds like excuses. I know it.
Useless.
I know it. But along with me being crazy, I also have several autoimmune diseases. And so it's really hard to get back into things when I have a flare mm-hmm. or something like that. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of what has happened. Like, I'll be fine. And then I kind of, like, I'll have a flare or an off day. And then I just, like.
Yeah, because I'll be like, are you still coming over? And she's like, well,
I don't really feel like I need to.
She's going to get on it. Is the deal.
I'm going to get through the last vaccine yes. dose.
Oh, you see how she's like. Because she didn't do it today. She didn't do it yesterday.
Today?
And I can still can. But I've done it. I've done all of them. Yeah. Yeah. Do I miss a day here and there? Absolutely. But I definitely, like, catch up. That's all I'm saying. You just got to catch up. And you only have to do, like, a little bit every day to catch yourself up. You don't have
I
to
know.
Do 5 days in a row.
I
that
know.
Would be insane.
Yes.
Then you'd be like, okay, I caught up, and then tomorrow you can't move because
yeah, that would definitely happen to me.
So
no, I need to.
Yeah,
I need to. I just cannot find my motivation.
Well, this is your life now. Just FYI. So you're gonna have to figure it out because literally you're podcasting and you're always gonna have your autoimmune diseases.
I know.
So you're always going to be in this circle of death of just like,
circle
oh, I'm
death?
Doing this. Oh, I can't
circle
do this.
Circle of death? Wow.
Well,
that escalated very quickly.
Just saying.
No, I think I.
It's a vicious cycle like, is what I really want to say.
My drive is there. Like, I go to bed like, okay, tomorrow morning, that's what I'm going to do. And then for some reason, every morning, morning comes and then I don't do it.
She doesn't. Shelby says, hi, beautiful friend.
Aww.
Oh, I love you, Shelby. My dress came. So my awesome friend Kelly is getting, I was reading Patty's message.
Yes.
My awesome friend Shelby is getting married.
Yes, in May.
Yeah, to a wonderful guy, Tyler.
Yeah,
he's
great.
Amazing. They're adorable. And I'm in the wedding. And I got my
dress. I'm in the wedding.
And it came today. I'm super excited. So
I can tell because you were like, I'm in the wedding.
Yep.
Your voice gets very high when you're excited.
I know. Okay, what is Patty saying? Patty, Kelly, you can do anything you put your mind to. Just have to find it. Yes. Thank you.
Patty's going to start texting me every morning.
Just start simple. Thank you.
That's all I
want. Could you message her every morning? I'm going to start texting you every morning. Get off, Kelly. Oh, my God. I cannot wait for you in it. I know. I'll send you photos.
Oh, okay, Patty.
Patty, you text her. Because yesterday, right before, when I did do it yesterday, remember I texted you and I was like,
no, that was evening.
Yeah.
That was Saturday evening. She was like, don't forget to do the challenge. And I was like, okay, I'm headed to my sister's right now for family dinner. Like, I will, I'll do it when I get home. Well, then I left there and I felt like shit. Like I was having
flare-like symptoms is what I call them.
That's exactly what it is. Because it's like you get the chills and like my body starts to season up. It's not fun. But I got home, I got home, took my vitamins, went to bed.
At least you got your vitamins.
I did get all my vitamins. I have been on point with my vitamins and my water every single day.
Yeah, because when she was like down last week, I was like, please at least get your water and protein in, please. Because it's the only way you're going to heal.
Yep, and I've been on point with my water. Like, my mom got me this electric kettle thing, which if you guys have not, it's amazing. Like, it makes me very excited because I love it. And I did not think I was going to love it as much as I do. But I one thing of it is 50 ounces.
Yeah.
So if I fill it up twice.
Golden.
I'm done.
You're golden.
And then I just like maintain throughout the day.
Literally when I'm over there, it's so funny because we go through like two or three of those.
Oh, more easy, like four.
Easy.
Yeah. Yeah.
So Shelby says she's on the same page with you. I tell Tyler to wake me up every morning.
And then she doesn't do it.
She doesn't do it. Did either of you feel stressed out on the pathway to surgery? Next week, I have a meeting with the program psych. I'm doing what they ask, but worried I'm not doing enough.
So,
you want to go with that?
That's
one?
A really good question.
Yeah,
that's
I like
a
it.
Great question. I was very stressed during the process because I did a full 6 month process. I did therapy once a month, nutritionist once a month, and I met with my surgeon once a month. And it's a lot to take in because you don't know what to expect.
Yeah.
You don't know what you're getting yourself into. You don't know, like, for me, I always think of like the negative side of like, okay, if I don't do this, like, are they going to kick me out? Or like, you know, I always think the bad side, but really most of the time with, especially the psych evals, they just want to make sure that you're not going to go crazy.
Yeah.
And they want to make sure that you have accurate support.
Because for those that don't know, like you can have the surgery and then become like a hermit where you don't want to ever leave your house. Mm-hmm. You can end up having like crazy anxiety problems because like you're scared when people look at you. Mm-hmm. So there's things that come along with it. So they need a check.
Yes. And it's really good for me. It helped me realize and take ownership of the fact that I was feeding myself.
Right.
Yes. My ex was going and getting the food or ordering the food, but I was putting it in my mouth.
And you asked for those items.
I asked for those items and I would get mad when I didn't get those. Yeah. So like I had to take ownership of like, I did this to myself. Like, yes, my autoimmune didn't help. Yes, my medication didn't help, but it didn't mean that I had to feed myself the way I did.
Right. Right.
So I think that really helped with kind of coming to grips with that and knowing that like, okay, I've taken ownership of it. I know what I need to do. And now this is my fresh start. Yeah. And I mean, it's always going to be nerve wracking up until like you go into the surgery. It's going to be nerve wracking. You're going to be stressed. But just keep looking at the light at the end of the tunnel.
Yes, like, because I had a different experience than you. I wasn't stressed out at all. At all. Like, legit, I know it sounds, like, ridiculous, but no, I wasn't. And the reason why was because, like, once I met Dr. Patterson and her whole staff, I was fine.
Yeah.
I was like, all right, this is what we're doing. This is my date. These are the things I have to do beforehand. And I was like, all right, cool. And I was just, like, I had so much faith in the in my office that I wasn't scared. I was just, like, I have the faith in surgeons and nurses because, like, because I always wanted to be an obstetrician, like, for the first, like, 16 years of my life. Maybe not 16, maybe, like, 14 or 10, but whatever. For a long time, I really, really respect the profession. Like, and you guys can probably tell with all the questions I have when it's all science-y sometimes. Mm-hmm. Because, like, I really respect their knowledge base. And when they tell me, hey, we're going to do this surgery, this is how we're going to do it, I have full faith that they know what they're doing.
Yes.
I don't. Yeah. So it doesn't make me nervous because I'm like, they're doing this all the time and they want to make sure that you're healthy. So they're, they don't want to go in there. It's like a pilot. They're not going to fly the plane if they think it's going to crash. So with the surgeon, it's like they have confidence that they're going to do this right. So why wouldn't I?
I think I had complete faith in my office. I love my office. I love every single person that they have working there.
Yeah.
I think it was more stressed out with myself.
Yeah, if that makes sense. Yeah, I get that. I wasn't that either.
Like, I was worried about doing something wrong or, you know, that the insurance wasn't going to pay for it or, you know, any of those type of things. It wasn't like that I didn't have faith in my office. I just think there's so much. And especially like yours was a lot shorter time period.
Mine was. Yeah. Yeah.
Whereas like when you're doing like a 6 month process, like you have a lot of time to think
to
about
think.
What's
Mine's
going on.
3 months. So I didn't have to overthink anything.
Nope. So, yeah, I would agree. I would say that
it's stressful, but just try to have faith in your office and your people in the process.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And find support. Find support, whether that be a support group or a podcast or, you know, there's so many different avenues out there now that you can reach out to any number of ways.
Yeah, oh, totally.
So
one of the people were saying only thing they were nervous about was the psyche eval, because then they thought they were going to tell them that they were crazy.
Oh, well.
And what up, Sleeve? Believe the hype.
Yeah, yeah. Ken is on our Instagram live.
Love that guy. So he's from Atlanta.
Yes.
And he has his own podcast, and he's so much fun.
Yes.
He's so much fun. If you guys did not see the skits I got to be involved in, like, it was going to be both of us, but Kelly wasn't feeling good. But, like, oh, that was so much fun.
Yeah, we can't wait for
more
the next one so that I can actually be in it too, because
awesome.
Yeah, oh my god, you guys, speaking of funny, like so we were doing some videos and we were doing a video and me and Mel could not stop laughing.
Oh my god, we had like the giggles.
We were making fun of each other, like it was I wish that we had like just recorded the whole thing.
We should have,
because it was so funny. I'm sorry, that was a really lame story.
That's okay.
I keep like bumping into Mel because okay. I'm like,
kid said that it's time for a part two, so
ooh, yes,
tell me the premise and we'll get on it.
Yes. I'm yes, down. Yes, yes. At first, I thought he said a part two of our episodes.
Oh, that too. We should do a part two. We
yeah,
should do like a.
Because that was back in season two.
That was in October. So I think maybe, kid, can we do for yeah. a part two on each other's podcast? Because that's awesome.
Maybe in person?
Yeah.
Oh. Can we come to Atlanta?
Kelly's getting her vaccine, her last vaccine this week.
Wednesday.
And then I'm still trying to find mine and schedule mine. So Kelly said that it might be open in my area. So
yeah, because yeah. Mel needs to get vaccinated so we can travel.
That's right. And Kid said yes to that too.
Skit okay.
And podcast. Yeah. Yeah. Man, yeah. If we can just travel to you or you to us.
Yes. That'd so cool. Yeah, that'd be so fun. I want to go to Atlanta so bad.
So bad.
Do we want to listen to that voicemail?
Yeah, let's see what it was. Okay. This is kind of exciting. I love if I can find the app. There it is. Oh, it says two.
Oh, so we have two.
We have two voicemails. Oh, from the same person. So.
Because I think they can only leave so much.
Let's see. And play. Can you hear? I can hear. Sounds like dead air for 49 seconds. I don't hear anything.
What if you push that?
Oh, here we go. Speaker. Sorry, guys. Go away. Fucking Apple.
Just hit. Yeah. There you go.
Oh. Ah, shit. Let me just fuck shit up.
Why are you there doing shit?
Okay. But it's no. still nothing.
Okay, try the
Let's
other
try
one.
The other one. Okay. And play. Let's see. Nothing.
That's weird.
That's
Anyways.
Really weird. I mean, this was like a 3-minute voicemail. So if anybody wants to ask us any questions on the live, you can go ahead and do that. It's 541-286-5289. And we'll answer them on air.
Yeah.
So.
And then what was the other?
The other question was just how we started.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So
that's why I was like, it was perfect. So.
So, yeah, we're trying to do like the trifecta of a podcast.
Yeah.
So, like, we want to be able to give you support by sharing our stories.
Mm-hmm.
We want to share on social media to show everybody not everybody's perfect.
No.
Not everybody looks perfect all the time.
No.
This journey takes a lot of ups and downs. And by sharing our true selves and by sharing what is really happening in our lives, like, you know, we lost our producer. Like, he left. And that was hard for us. That was super hard because we started it with him.
Well, yeah. And he was like our brother.
Yeah.
He was definitely like, because he's a big supporter of us.
Mm-hmm.
And he helped us get where we're at. And it was shocking.
It was shocking and sad. And like, there was all the emotions.
Yeah.
And so we had finally like gotten through that. We were good. We're solid. Me and Mel know what we're doing now. And then my life fell apart. My husband left me. Yeah. So, like, we've had a lot of, like, not great things happen also.
Yeah, during the podcast.
And we want to share that. We want to show everybody that life is not sunshine and rainbows 24/7. Like,
no, like, because life fucking happens. Like, you guys saw me. I was in a blackout for 4 days.
Oh, my God.
For yes. 4 days of blackout and a total of 6 days of no internet. So,
yes.
Like, you got to see, like, how, like, shit happens. How did COVID affect us? We were mm-hmm. separated for 7 weeks.
We were.
Yep.
Oh, that. I
know you
I
jumped, like so far ahead.
I feel like I blocked that part out.
Yeah.
Like,
because when, if you guys think about it, I told her in February I wanted to do the podcast.
Yes.
And we did a first recording at the end of February and just started going through March. And then COVID mm-hmm. hit.
And we finished up the first season.
Yeah, because we were doing 2 episodes a night
yeah.
to wrap it up because, mm-hmm. like, Marcus has kids. I have a kid. Kelly has autoimmune. We're like, hey, we have to stop sometime mm-hmm. to make sure no one has COVID. So we have to mm-hmm. quarantine. And we lasted a long time.
7 weeks.
It was crazy. We were going nuts. Like, we bought these iPads so we could do the reviews. Like, we didn't know what to fucking do because yeah. it was like, it was intense dealing with that.
Yeah. And I think our first live review was mm-hmm. actually separate. I think you
it
were.
Was.
Yeah. You were at your house and I was at mine. And we were trying to figure it out because I was like, I don't know about live reviews. And
now she's a pro.
Now it's
motherfucking
like,
pro.
Well, we've done like 30 episodes or 30 reviews. So
there's so much fun.
Yes.
I love it.
They're the most fun. But yeah, we were mm-hmm. separated for 7 weeks and we were trying to like. We didn't know what we were getting into with social media and we didn't know anything at that point.
Because well, like the thing that because I listen to podcasts all day long, like mm-hmm. so I'm your quintessential millennial that like instead of listening to the radio or like music, because a lot of people listen to music. All
I
day,
do. Yeah.
I listen to podcasts. I like information. I like learning new things and I love to laugh. So mm-hmm. I listen to like it's kind of funny. I listen to health stuff and then I listen to comedy stuff. And then I listen to like the murder stuff. Like mm-hmm. I listen to all sorts of stuff because like, it's very interesting.
Yes.
And so I was like, okay, we got the podcast part locked down. We know how that works.
Mm-hmm.
Like, but now we have to learn social media and how does Instagram work mm-hmm. and on the algorithms and like, how do we deal with like recording and mm-hmm. like being on videos and
yeah,
it's a lot to learn. Just FYI, like.
Well, and I always thought fun, like that I was pretty savvy.
Yeah.
At social media, like I was like, yeah, I have a Facebook and an Instagram, and like, no,
so different.
No,
because running your personal page versus like a podcast page is completely different.
Well, and we have to make sure that we're getting you guys the most accurate information as soon as possible, and we have to let you know what's going on, like with recordings.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of work. We did not realize that it would literally take over our lives.
Yeah,
we wouldn't have it any other way. But
no, because it's like. It's the work that I like to do.
Yeah.
It's like, that's the part. Like, so don't get it twisted. Like, we're not saying like, oh, you know, social media is hard and we don't like that. It's like, actually like we enjoy doing it.
No, we love it. Yeah.
Because like, we would love that to just be our full-time jobs.
Yes.
Because I would love to just podcast, do the social media and do reviews and do that. Because I literally do all the editing for the videos, mm-hmm. all the editing for the audios for when it comes to episodes. So, and I had to learn that. Like, mm-hmm. that wasn't just like, pre-taught myself. Like I didn't go to school for that. I have no idea.
Yeah. You're doing a great job.
I'm just fucking lucky that my husband's he's a producer. Like he mm-hmm. knows how to do every track and he can help me edit. And mm-hmm. my son like took a full class and helped. And then I just watched him over and over again. And I was like,
I can do this
shit.
Yeah.
Like, this is awesome. Cause like, I don't mind. And Kelly, she listened to me edit once where like I would replay the same line like 10 times until I had it right the way that I wanted it to sound. I was turning stuff down and like trying to have my son do that like 10 times. I was like driving him crazy.
Yeah.
He was just like, oh, I think it's fine. And I was like, no, it's not.
It's not perfect yet.
It is not the way that I want it to sound because I listen to podcasts all day and I know what's fucking annoying and mm-hmm. what's not. And it needs to be that way. So,
and we want it to be perfect.
Yeah. And I want you guys to enjoy it. Like I want this to be helpful and I want it to be fun. And that's the key.
Well, yeah. I mean, those are our two points. Like, we want to have fun. We want to have a good time. We want to, like, tell side stories. We want to do all those things that, like, you guys seem to love about it. And then, but we also want to bring you information. We want to make sure that the information that we are giving you is accurate. And we want to make sure that we're talking about our life experiences to maybe give you another point of view.
Yeah, to help you move along because, like, we all get stuck in our heads. Mm-hmm. You know, we overthink shit all of the time. And
No, never.
We never overthink anything. And so if you had, like, a resource to go to listen to that you trust and know that, hey, because what we do is once we have information, it goes right out to you guys. Mm-hmm. So I want you guys to know, like, stuff, we're not just talking out of our asses when we talk to you about stuff. Like, it comes straight from a source. Mm-hmm. And that's the way we want it because... Yeah, like,
or we've done a lot of research
and we do a lot of research. We wanted to just be accurate because there's too much misinformation out there. And so,
like, well, and
the straw was a myth thing.
The straw, Dr. Dovek told us that the carbonation, like, it's not going to stretch your stomach out. Like, you literally just it's whether you can tolerate it or not.
Yeah,
that's it.
Like, literally. It.
And that you can't stretch your pouch out like that. She's checked them. And she doesn't, she does not believe that you can. So there's a lot of myths that I was like, oh my God, I'm going to stretch my stomach out or that I needed to do another liver shrinking diet. And you're not supposed to do those unless you're having surgery. Like, they're not good for you. Like, you're not meant to drink three shakes in a day and that's it.
No, like, I mean,
long term
is the deal. Everything's always about long term versus short term. Does that, I think that's the biggest deal of learning and what I know you can attest to is what we've learned through this journey is like, oh, what affects me, why I eat affects you immediately. Like, that's what's going on in your body. Like, the water, the food, the vitamins, like, because you have to track it so much.
Yeah.
Like, you can, like, you finally start seeing the correlation.
Yeah. Between, like, I can tell when I'm not taking my calcium.
Yeah.
Because I tend to feel a little bit more off than when I do take my calcium.
Well, and what did you tell me today? You're like, my hip hurts. And I go, why do you think your hip hurts?
Yeah.
And what'd you say?
Because I'm eating too many carbs.
Yeah. So you can, like, so she's realizing, oh, I had too many carbs and I'm getting pain on these days. Like, she's putting that correlation together so she doesn't hurt herself in the future.
Well, and it's like, my back has been hurting. Like, right now, I'm sitting here and I'm like, oh, my back is killing me. And it's because I'm not doing yoga. I'm not doing strength training. I'm not doing any of that to strengthen my back. Mm-mm. And so, therefore, it's just another kick in the face that I need to get it done and I need to start doing what I need to do.
Well, I mean, it's easier said than done for damn sure. But but it works. I think that's the part that we always get annoyed with. We're like, God damn it. The doctors were right.
Well,
and I don't know why we all do that. Like, we all do that. It makes no sense. Like, when did we stop trusting our doctors? Like, don't get it. Like, I guess it's just because we don't want to face that we're doing something wrong. I don't know what it is. It's just like, yeah, guess what? They went to school for this. They studied this. They know, like, hey, X, Y, and Z together makes, you know, you shouldn't have carbs.
I mean,
you shouldn't have soda.
And for me personally, I have found that when I have less carbs and less sugar in my diet, I do better physically.
Yeah.
Now, that is not the case for everybody. Some people need those carbs, need those sugars to be able to function.
Well, and they have the energy levels for them are different than for you. And some people need the carbs because they're like working out like a motherfucker. So,
But even when I'm working out and I'm like constantly moving, I still have to keep low sugar, low carb.
Yeah.
Because that's what affects my system.
Well, because, with your autoimmune, it's just attacking it. Right? Yeah.
Yep.
So Patty says, what time am I messaging Kelly, Mel? I was going to say like 6 in
Patty.
The morning. Because I know you're awake, right? You're awake at 6 in the morning, Patty? Because
we all know I am.
Because you're supposed to be here at 6:30 every morning. You know that, right? I love how Patty, like, just looking over the other chat. I'm like, oh, change the subject. So Kelly, will you be here at 6:30 in the morning tomorrow? Probably not, but and not because of that, because we're recording tomorrow night.
Yeah, I was like, hey, whoa, wait a minute.
I love it.
No, I am going to actually try to do yoga tomorrow morning.
You should. I think you'll enjoy it.
I really need to get shit done podcast wise. Right. I have some really cool worksheets that I'm working on for you guys. And so I really have some stuff I need to get done tomorrow. And I, since I'm doing my vaccine shot on Wednesday, I want to make sure everything's set for Mel so she doesn't have to do extra work.
Thank you.
Thinking ahead. Thinking ahead.
Because FYI, that's who's doing the shit when Kelly's down.
Yes. Yes. When I was down for almost a week, that was all Mel.
That's all me.
Yeah.
That's
all me. So big applause for taking care of everything while I was like, but she also yells at me if I get on Instagram and I'm down. Just FYI. So.
Because here's what happens. She'll tell me that she's down and I'm like, all right, cool. I'll take over Insta and I'll just handle it as I go. And so in my day-to-day stuff, I like know when I need to check it and when to do it. And then when I go to it, I'm like, she fucking already did it. What is she doing? I thought I had this. So like, I'm like putting time aside to make sure, oh, wow, before I check stuff. And then you already done it. So I'm like, don't fucking tell me to do shit if you're going to do it.
So I stay off Instagram. Essentially, I just like I binged Big Bang Theory. That's what happened.
That's a feel good show.
It is a feel good show. Yeah. And it was much needed after Game of Thrones because that ripped my heart apart, guys. Ripped it apart.
Ripped it apart.
I may need to watch the whole series again. Gross. No.
No. OK, I like Game of Thrones. I just they're long episodes. So I couldn't bear myself to go through that pain again.
No, I want to see it again because I want to, like, now that I know everything, I want to catch it all the past.
Okay, we have done it twice. I guess that's right. We've watched them one more time all the way through until the 8th season dropped. Mm-hmm. And so we're like, oh, we'll just watch the 8th season when it drops. And then we never watch the 8th.
You need to finish it.
So I don't even know who wins the Game of Thrones.
You need to finish it.
I have no clue.
Because I can't talk. Oh, wow. Wow. Oh, we're getting really excited here.
That's hilarious.
This is what happens. Yeah, because I have nobody to talk to about it. So just saying.
Still nothing. I was just checking to see if we had any live questions just in case. I didn't want to miss anything.
Yeah. So
anyways.
What's next?
I would say, like, what was the biggest thing you learned this last year about yourself and about the podcast?
Who I am.
Okay.
Who I am, truly. That I am a goofy, loudmouth, very opinionated person, but I can also work very well with a counterpoint.
Yeah.
So, which is you.
which is, yeah.
Because I may get irritated or I may get like annoyed, but I will also listen and take in direction or when I've really learned my voice, but also learned when to shut up too.
I would say that you are awesome to work with because I can just be like, nope, that didn't happen. And you're like, you're right.
Like, I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah. Like,
I'm flying by the seat of my pants over here.
Because you'll literally just like be totally honest about it. Like, you know, like that's what's nice about like us working together. When one of us fucks up, we just go, yeah, I didn't do that. Sorry. Like, I forgot to email that person. Oops. By the way, Rob, if you're watching Rob Motivation, I totally forgot to schedule you for your interview. And I realized it when I was like commenting. I was like, wait, wasn't I supposed to like message him? And I go into it. It was like literally 3 weeks ago. And I wrote, don't be surprised that it might take a couple days.
Just kidding.
Because we're busy and it's been like weeks. So I will message you tonight. But yeah, like shit like that. Like we're just very honest about it. And we own when we don't do something right. And we just move on from it. We don't like.
Well, everybody makes mistakes.
We don't like point fingers and be like, you didn't do something. It's like, fuck your face. We all make mistakes. It's fine.
Definitely. Yeah. Yes. I feel like we've definitely learned that, like, even after 20 years of friendship, we didn't know how this was going to go.
No idea.
But it worked out well. And I think I'm slowly finding out who the real Kelly is, little bits at a time.
I'm excited.
And this has definitely helped. This has definitely been a big point of, like, looking at these pictures or watching me video, like, in videos and stuff, like, learning, like, oh, I can say whatever I want.
Yeah.
But I also can shut my mouth when it's time to shut my mouth.
Well,
like,
I think what's cool is, like, now, like, well, there was a situation that she was in recently, and I was like, why didn't you just say what you mean to them?
Well.
And hold on. Okay. And what was really cool is that she was just like, well, I will, but not in that setting. Mm-hmm. And I was like, cool. Because that's the deal is like now she can just say what she wants. She realizes it's you. Like you get to do that. Like,
yeah.
You have a voice and you're allowed to speak your truth and what happens to you, to anybody. And no one can dictate that.
No.
No one can take that away from
you. No. But I also know like when you're in certain situations, it's better to just not say it.
Yeah.
Like you can say it in your head all you want. You can scream it as loud as you want. Or as soon as you leave, you can scream it out loud. But I was like, but it's not going to do any good to say what I want to say right now.
Well, and what I've learned with you, like the whole like learning of who you are type deal is like, it's like you get to be someone when you're a teenager. Right. Yeah. And then like now when you're in your 30s, you get to find out like who like the adult you is,
mm-hmm.
like who you actually like, okay. This is the person I'm going to be for the rest of my life. These are the things I want to do.
Definitely.
Yeah. It's kind of interesting. Like, there's, like, the surgery, like, woke me up and was like, hi.
Yeah.
Like,
we're here.
This is a whole, like, now you're a person. Like, do stuff.
Yeah, exactly. So what's your biggest learning?
The biggest thing I've learned this year?
Yeah, about yourself.
Ooh. I don't know. I feel like I've learned what my real passion is now.
Yay. That's a good answer.
I finally found my passion. I finally found what I was meant to do here. So that's
like
what I've done in this last year.
I like it.
Tay-Tay has some questions. What's your guys' current goals? Have they changed since the beginning of post-op?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. You want to do this one?
Yeah. So my current goals are literally to... I just want to get on a routine.
Mm-hmm.
This is like, it's not a scale thing. It's totally like my goal is to just be like, okay, this is what you do now. You get up at 6:30 every morning. Okay? You're going to do the physical challenge and maybe just loop it a couple times like an actual workout. And you're going to go on a walk. And then you're going to get back and you're going to take your vitamins. And you're going to start slowly waking up your family and just get them on going too. And then you go to work. Like that's just trying to get on that solid routine. Because I know when I do that routine, I feel great. So why would I stop doing it? Stop being lazy, you know, or talking myself out of it. So that's my goal.
Yeah.
And that is completely different than post-op. Because post-op Melanie was like, we're working out and we're doing this like 2-a-days and we're like going to the gym and we're going crazy. And it was all about get to the number.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's like, nope, not to the number. Just want to feel good all the time.
Mm-hmm.
That's the deal.
No, I like that.
That's mine. What's yours?
I think my newly post-op goal was to lose as much weight as freaking possible as I could.
Yep.
Like, that was my goal. That's all I wanted to focus on. And then as life changes, you kind of learn what you want out of life. I know that it's hard to explain.
It is.
Because I've been through a lot in the last 3 months. And I'm starting to learn that the people that you thought were there aren't. And the people that you thought weren't there are. If that makes sense.
I think we all, the first year, that's kind of what you learn. First 2 years. Who are your real champions? Like, who are your cheerleaders? And who's really just the guy on the sidelines that's just like poking fun?
Yeah. Yeah. Really. And I think my goal now is like, to become fit and become just who I really am meant to be. Because I think I've suppressed that for so long that I'm finally getting to get that person out there. And so it's slow. It's slow, but we're getting there.
I'm so excited about that because that's I found myself in year 2 and 3. So that's what you're doing. And I'm like, because what it is, it's the Kelly that I became best friends with. So it's like, because she did slowly go away for a little while and now she's back and I love it. So
I'm back, guys.
By the way, Cole says, hey, beautiful ladies. Proud of you both. And that's Coley, right?
Yeah, that's Coley.
Coley, we love you. You are one of our biggest supporters.
Yes.
I love it.
Love you.
Thank you.
So when you guys hear me talk about best friend, that's best friend.
That's her.
This is bestie. So just so you guys know, like, Mel doesn't get annoyed when I say that.
I don't. My kid asked, remember in the car?
Yeah. He's like, does it hurt your feelings when she calls her best friend? And Mel's like, no.
No, I don't care.
That's Cole. So she's on our Instagram live.
Hell yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, I think, I mean, so it's so crazy to think that we're a year out.
And did you think we'd be here?
I don't really think I thought about it in, like, long term. Like, I was like, okay, we'll do a season. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know what I thought.
I know. What did you expect when I was like, hey, what was going through your head when I was just like, hey, you want to do a podcast with me?
Well, I was totally like, I wanted to talk about it.
Okay.
And so I was like, even if, like, because we said it, like, even if we help one person, mm-hmm. we're happy. Yeah. Like, as long as we get to talk about what we want to talk about. And now it's kind of morphed into this, like movement almost for us.
Oh, it's like a, yeah, it's all, yeah, it is a movement.
Yeah. Yeah, like, we want everybody to, we want everybody to be able to have support and have mm-hmm. people that are in their corner no matter what, and that aren't going to give them baloney information.
Yeah.
And we want everybody to know that we are, it's completely normal to have weight loss surgery. That's yeah. our biggest thing.
Like, I almost, when you were saying the normal thing, I was like, yeah, we ain't fake ass bitches. Like,
we have fake ass bitches.
Like, that's really what it is. Like, we're like, this is it. Like, yeah. we're not hiding nothing from you. So, like, this is how it works. Yep. Take it or leave it is kind of the deal, because, like, people shouldn't care that we get weight loss surgery. It's no one's fucking business what I want to do with my body.
No,
and but my health. So just be like, cool, good job. Like, just cheer people on.
Yeah.
Like, what is it? What I don't understand for those people that are always like, you took the easy way out, or like, this is the natural way, or whatever.
Or you didn't work hard, or yeah. which we all know.
I just don't get
it. Bullshit.
It's like, what do you get out of saying that? Like, isn't
just to be a jackass?
Isn't it easier to just like cheer someone on than it is to be like negative about them? Like, it's
no.
just so annoying.
People thrive on negativity. And that's one thing that I've really learned from this community is it's all positivity all the time. And I right. love it.
I love it.
I love it.
Beep Beep says, because of you two, I have found a whole new bariatric world of knowledge and support.
Yeah. Oh, we love you, Beep Beep.
We love you, Kim. That's Mama Kim.
Yeah, Mama Kim.
Mama Kim.
That's right.
I'm sorry. She's going to fly out here one time to help me take care of the people.
Yes. Yes. Okay. What is Tay-Tay saying?
Tay-Tay says, what's your favorite part of the podcast? Doing lives, your extra support, making some recipes, finding new tips and tricks. So all the things
ooh,
that we do.
Ooh, what's our okay.
Oh, wow.
I don't know. There's so many aspects to it, and they're all, like, so fun.
They're all so different because, like, my first instinct is recording. I just love recording. It's very therapeutic, and I have such a great time recording and, like, learning the information and talking to people. Like, that's bottom line, my favorite thing, talking to doctors, talking to people mm-hmm. about their story. It's, like, it's so much fun.
I think number one, I would say recording.
Yeah.
Because that's what we started doing. Like yeah. that's our home base.
Yeah.
Is that. But I think second would probably be reviews.
Mm-hmm.
Because I love being able to go on lives, and I love being able to talk to all the people and all of our followers. And like, we have people that hop on every single week, and it's so fun. Yeah. It's so fun that we get to talk to them, and like, they get to watch us torture ourselves through these products. But then again, we find some really great products that we get to share with everybody.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think those would be my top two.
Top two.
Yeah.
I would say doing lives, extra support, making recipes. I think it's, I guess it all goes down to the recordings. I like just meeting, like, how, like, we do the workout with Dez, and like mm-hmm. we do meeting the other people that are in this community is like the other part, because like, I love doing the workout with Dez. I love Michaela, like, and doing all those
baking
with her,
mm-hmm.
doing stuff
so
with Hannah, like just meeting these people that genuinely care. And then we get to hang out and like learn stuff about each other
and
like
form
that.
These friendships with them.
Yeah. We would have never mm-hmm. known these people. Or Beep Beep or Tay Tay or anybody that's nope. talking to us that until we did this. Like,
yeah.
I wouldn't know who these people are.
No.
And now I feel like I know these people, and like, we can help each other, and mm-hmm. we can like just I could probably message one of them and just be like, so I had a shitty day today. How's
yeah,
yours?
And they would totally have a conversation
yeah.
with you.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah. I think it's that. And then it'll go into the, it would go reviews. So, yeah. It's recording.
So if we took out recording, I think it would probably be the reviews and then giving the extra support.
Yeah.
I think that would be mine.
Yeah.
I'm good. Because I was like, let's take, recording's always on the table. So we'll just take that off and. Yeah.
Yeah, that's just a given.
That's a given. I mean, we are called a podcast. So
yeah, we're storytellers, you know, and I love it.
Obviously, we can talk forever.
We can. Is there anything else you want to talk about before we go? Is there anything about the podcast? I would say, one thing I want to say about the podcast of going through this process that I've learned and love. Mm-hmm. is literally the learning part because we've learned so fucking much
about it's insane.
So fucking much. It's insane. Like, never did I think that I'd know how to edit an audio and video episode ever. Mm-hmm. And it's funny because I'll tell Kelly, I'm like, oh, so I learned how to do this and I learned how to do that.
It's fun.
And it's actually fun to learn new shit and realizing, like, you don't have to just stop learning. Some, like, a lot of us get to this mindset where, like, I'm done learning. Mm-hmm. I don't need to know any more information. Mm-hmm. Nothing more. Yep. And we just stop. And I don't understand it, where it comes from. But, like, really, learning's fun. It really is.
It really is. And we learn. I mean, there's not a day that goes by that we don't learn something new.
Yeah.
I mean, it really pisses me off when we've been doing something a certain way and then we find an easier way of doing it. That fucking pisses me off.
Like, the whole time we could be doing something else.
But. It's also cool because it's like that we would have never figured that out had we not continued to look for another way.
Yeah.
So it's I would agree with the learning.
Yeah.
I like the learning.
It's pretty cool.
Finding new things.
We definitely do get annoyed sometimes where we're like, no, this is good.
Yeah.
This is good.
Yeah. No, I really like that. And that our friendship, my favorite thing is that our friendship has gotten so much stronger.
Oh, fuck yeah. It's
like
insane.
I live at her house.
And I
don't really live at her house, but I practically live at her house.
Yeah, and I practically live at yours. I take showers at your house.
Yep, totally fine.
I do workouts at your house.
Yep. Oh. It's our houses have become each other's houses. Mm-hmm. And like, it's always kind of been like that. Even growing up, I would just walk into her house and like get into the fridge or whatever.
And ditto. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, obviously not your mom's house, but like all of the places you've lived.
Yeah. And like Eric, her husband just comes over and like opens up the fridge. And I'm like, what you looking for? And he's like, I don't know. I was like, all right, cool. Have fun.
I think that has been like really cool for us. It's just like us getting closer.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we've known each other for 20 years, but we've definitely just gotten so much closer.
Yeah. If it helps, by the way, I've never pooped at your house.
That I did, was not even asking, but okay.
FYI, that's the one thing I haven't done at your house is no poops.
Or sex.
Oh.
I mean, you never know.
I forgot like that was an option.
That's not an option. It's off the table, Melody.
Well, I mean, you kind of put it on the table.
I didn't. I put it down and I'm picking it back up and taking it off.
The days that I hang out, when you like have an appointment, I might just call Eric over and be like,
nope.
Hey, babe.
Nope. I'm turning that camera back on and you won't know where it's at.
Oh, my God. That would be crazy. Crazy. Only way it would be crazy if I did it, though. You both have been a blessing throughout my pre-op and newly post-op period. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Tay-Tay says, new information is powerful. It totally is. It can change literally your whole mindset for like the next day, the week later, future. It's crazy.
Yes. Yes.
From Jess, love learning too. I'm writing a book and starting my YouTube channel and so much fun learning all the ins and outs.
Yes. Right? Congratulations. Right?
Things just can't be easy all the time. Like, I feel I have a bit that I'm working on about board games and how it's so funny that people don't like to learn new board games because they wish they could just look at it and be like, yep, I already know how to play that game, even though it's brand new. It's like, no, you have to read. Like, they get so mad that they don't know and they don't want to do the reading.
Well, the pamphlet's like this big. Read the pamphlet.
Just read the pamphlet. But people get so angry that they don't know how to play a game right away just by looking at it. And it's like,
that's
not how that works. Why would a game be fun?
That's pretty funny.
If you could do that, right? Yeah. So I'm working on that.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay.
What are we looking forward to, Cal? Where are we going for this next year?
I mean, my most...
Year two.
Cannot wait for us to go a full year without any breaks. That's going to be insane.
We're about to hit that because our last break was in October. So I guess not about to hit that, but...
We're in April.
I know.
Calm your tits.
That's like, 6 months, I guess. Yeah, I want to enjoy this whole
calm
summer.
Calm that down.
Yeah.
No, I think recording an entire year with no breaks, like that we are just doing this. And there's some weeks where we're releasing 3 episodes in a week.
Because of this one.
I'm sorry. I like to... Talk to everybody.
I was just like, drop all of the episodes.
Drop them all.
All the time.
Yes.
Beep Beep says road trips. That's for sure.
Road trips are happening. I cannot wait for the retreat.
I know. Oh, my God. That was so exciting. Like, to tell people, like, we're going to San Diego in November for a retreat we get to be a part of. Oh, my God.
Yes.
That is so, like, I that was one of my goals was to be on a panel. Remember I said, yes. I was like, I just want to be on a panel.
At the very beginning, that's what she said.
I was like, that's my goal. I just always want to do that and talk to people and be on a panel. And then it happened within like 8 months or something. I was like, mm-hmm. What the fuck? How'd that happen? Like, this is nuts.
It's because that's what we're meant to do.
Yeah. Like, we were meant to do this shit. And mm-hmm. I'm so excited because, like, yeah, road trips. Anytime we're in a city, we're going to do a pop-up.
Yeah. We would FYI. Like to do a pop-up. Like, you guys can just come down, meet us. We can hang out.
And do a pop-up live.
Yeah.
And we'll record it right there. And people can ask questions right there. So when we travel, there will always be. So those that are going to the retreat, there will be a pop-up live in our hotel room. And it's going to be so much fun.
So. That's not creepy.
It's a pop-up
surprise in the hotel room.
That's right.
Yeah.
Late at night, we're going to do one.
Creepy.
Let me make it even creepier.
Creepy.
But you know what I'm trying to say. We're going to have pop-up lives, and it's going to be fun.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think you just like saying pop-up lives.
I think so, too. It's like pop-up powerbomb. I also want to do that one day. Let me know when you guys come to St. Louis. Oh, we will, Tay-Tay, because I've always wanted to Ben. Always wanted to go, not Ben.
Ben?
A pop-up powerbomb is a wrestling move.
Oh, that's right. Okay, remember the one where
I would literally pick you up, and then I would... Boom, right
yeah,
on the ground.
Yeah, please don't.
So that's the other thing me. When I get all my vaccines and then the Salem wrestling opens, I think I want to try.
Yeah.
Or go down there and see, like, what is it like? Like, what kind of training would I need to do to just – I just want to be able to take a bump, and I want to do a pop-up power bump. That's I really, really do. I know it sounds goofy, but how cool would it be to pick up someone and slam them to the ground and not get in trouble for it? I'm just saying.
She's got some repressed anger over her guys.
Like, just even thinking about my arms are like, yes, let's do this. And God. I don't know how to do it yet.
She's a monster. Oh, my gosh. No, I think that'll be a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. That'll be a good non-scale victory for you.
Yeah.
And I'm just excited for the future. I'm excited to manifest all the positivity and all of the things that we've had so much happen already that I just can't wait for the future.
Yeah, because there's so much more to do. Like, we're going to be interviewing more doctors, plastic mm-hmm. surgeons, therapists. Like, we're interviewing you guys. Mm-hmm. So just keep watching. Look at the stories. You know, we're going to be traveling. We might be going to Florida, just FYI. We're going to California as well. We know that one. Like, we're just trying to get out there. And meet as many people as possible so we can break this damn stigma, because people are assholes for no reason because people get way less surgery.
Yeah.
And we need to break that because it's childish and ridiculous.
Definitely. So. Definitely. Definitely. And as always, we will continue to do our reviews, our challenges. We're going to continue doing all of the things that we could possibly do.
Yeah, like live workouts.
Live workouts.
The unboxings, because those are so much fun.
We love unboxings.
Yeah. I feel like we're nerds about that.
I don't really care.
Love unboxings.
Yeah, I love them. And then what else? We're going to have YouTube episodes be dropping down from this season. Mm-hmm. So every month you'll get all of the
prior months.
Yeah.
2 months before or 3 months before.
Yeah.
I
think it's every 3 months.
Every 3 months.
Yeah.
Is how it's going. It's going to be a rolling 3.
Yeah.
Because our patrons, because you guys support us, like all the fucking time.
Yes.
You guys that have the 10 tier, the $10 tier, get all of our episodes immediately. Mm-hmm. No one else gets that. So people that on YouTube that watch, they get those 3 months later.
Yep.
So if you want to become a patron, it is patreon.com/OSLP. And there's three different tiers, and pick your tier. And we have new stuff on the $10 tier that we're going to be doing this month for our patrons. So
yep.
Check it out. And then we always, always do a meeting with them once a month.
Once a month.
And we pick a topic, and then we kind of round table and we all talk.
Yep. It's awesome. This month is the 24th.
It is April 24th. And we are talking about stalls.
Stalls and what to do to break them.
Yeah. Stalls.
So, because that seems to be the number one question.
All the time.
Stalls.
Finding Robin says, I've learned a shitload from you both sharing your journeys, which has made the pre-op process so much better and so much smarter about weight loss surgery. So thank you.
Thank you, Robin.
And we'll stop in Buffalo. Victress, mama.
Virtuous.
You know me.
Buffalo. I want to go everywhere. So.
All right, well, stay tuned for all of our stuff. I think we're going to wrap this up. I can't believe we did it as our first live. Thank you for hanging out.
1 year down.
It was a blast.
Yes, thank you. And look for more of these in the future.
That's right. All right.
Well, okay.
We will see you
next time.
Bye.
Hey, listeners, if you have enjoyed your time with us, please rate, review, and subscribe on any platform you get your podcast. Check us out on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Join us on patreon.com/OSLP, where you can get exclusive content. We would like to give a big thank you to Anne-Marie Cruz for our logo, Nick Dukes for our web design, Dylan Godfrey for our editing, and Eric Fong with 17th Street Studios for our music and recording space. Thank you for listening to Our Sleeve Life podcast. We are breaking the stigma of weight loss and weight loss surgery. One episode at a time.